This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch, and he's been on fire watch now for several days. The winds are due again tonight. Perhaps they'll moderate the way they did last night. The politics, however, is not moderate. There have been sharp words by the governor of the state, Gavin Newsom, and the president-elect, Mr. Trump, these last days. However, I learn, without specifics, that Mr. Trump is planning to travel to the region next week, was the original report, unless they've updated it. I didn't see it. They didn't give a date, and their concern is they don't want a crowd in there because the president, when he travels, has a big footprint. This would be an opportunity for Governor Gavin Newsom and President Donald Trump to shake hands and work together. And is that what Los Angeles wants, Jeff? No more spatting about who did what, but get to work.
I definitely think that's what we're seeing more and more. You're hearing public express that sentiment, saying, look, you know, let's take the politics somewhere else, almost like take it outside. But what we need for you to do is come together now to help us, because that's the biggest deal, whether it's putting the fires out or putting us on the road to recovery or both. We need you to worry about that and not about the finger pointing.
I was most impressed with Fire Chief Crowley that first day when she was being interviewed for television. I don't know where. And she acknowledged that leadership had let down the fire department. You sent me a list within these last hours of the number of fire engines that are out of commission because they lack mechanics. Has she been on air? She has a very steady style, and you listen to her because she seems to be all facts. Are they giving her television time?
Most definitely. She's a key part of every daily briefing or briefings, of course, because she updates what her department's doing. But she's very steady. She makes a good presentation. There's nothing to wonder about her. She's the real deal. She may have made some bad choices, or her team may have made some bad choices. But you don't hear people pointing to her and saying she's at fault like they do for Governor Newsom or Mayor Bass. I think people have faith in her because she's really just been applying herself to what's going on firewise.
And she was supposed to be fired, but it didn't happen. So I'm glad that whoever left that detail out was wise. About the suspect burglary and violating the curfews, is that continuing? Are the numbers of apprehensions climbing?
It has continued. There have been a few more arrests, and whether it's because there have been additional police and National Guard units sent out to these areas, or because people are starting to get the message that if they're caught, that the hammer is going to come down. I don't know which it is, but it doesn't seem like we are seeing the same number of violations that we did in earlier days. We're not seeing people come into the fire zones with weapons or burglary tools, and the number of people that are being detained for curfew violations has dropped quite a bit as well.
And you tell me that there are mobile internet connections. I believe you said Starlink. Where are they? In trucks? What does it look like?
So Elon Musk had requested or ordered his company to get Cybertrucks out there. The Cybertrucks have the Starlinks in them, and to use them as mobile communication center for people and authorities, public agency authorities out in these fire zones. And he was widely praised for it. And he even was making a point of delivering Starlink stations to various command posts. Apparently, the early reports are that the governor didn't like that idea and told them to be returned. But we do know that these trucks have been out there. You see these long caravans of cyber trucks moving into the fire areas and people responding in a very, very positive way.
And finally, I want to be as upbeat as possible. The winds are due tonight. 30 seconds. Do you get the sense they've turned a corner, Jeff, the firefighters?
I think they have. I mean, part of it is I'm hoping, and I don't feel like I'm hoping against hope. I really do think that with the change in weather and with additional resources on the fires, they may have turned the corner.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.